joe@rt.ie. Liz Hannon. Liz, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. And we're hearing the impact that these horrific crimes have, obviously, on the families and friends, long-term impacts. What happened in your family, Liz?
My sister was murdered in Australia in 1983 by Barry Whiteoak.
Okay.
He had raped two girls in Australia before.
Okay.
And he was left out, as the usual cases you see it happening over and over, and he murdered my sister. She was looking for a handbag that she left at a party the night before.
Yeah.
Now, that time, Joe, you know, there was no mobile phones, and being, you know, from Cork and the country and from Ireland, didn't see the dangers and needed to use a phone. So she knocked on this man's door and he said, you can use my phone, which was usual at that time. That's
yeah,
what we did.
Yeah.
We didn't see dangers. I would have done, back in the 80s, the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
And he stabbed and strangled her and left her in a lift. Left her body in a lift and was found by two young boys.
And Noreen was 25.
Noreen was 25, yes.
And firstly, where is Barry Whiteoak now? It's, what, 36 years?
He's still in prison.
Okay.
That was my point. I wasn't going to ring you, Joe, right?
Okay.
I really, you know, because I find it difficult.
It's upsetting, I know.
And but I was just, a friend of mine told me she was watching that, or listening into you, and I just tuned in, and it just got to me, Joe. I said, how would we cope if that was us, you know?
Yeah.
It's bad enough. This horrendous crime affects you in every way for the rest of your life.
And do the Australian authorities keep in touch with the family, Liz, do you know?
No, I sent a text yesterday to your show.
Okay.
About that. That's another thing, Joe. It was years and years before I knew anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just seeing the stuff on the internet about my sister's case. And I said, hang on, nobody told us.
Yeah.
You know? So I just kind of did a bit of research myself. And I got onto the parole board and said, why is that? And then they told me, you have to be, what's the word I'm looking for? You have to be registered, right?
Okay.
I registered then, but that's only a few years ago. But how are people expected to dream this up?
Oh, I know. People who are under extraordinarily difficult burdens as well. And the effect on you, Liz, of your sister being murdered full stop, and then the details which then emerged.
It never goes, Joe. I mean, I suffered depression. I'm not embarrassed about that anyway. But it's lifelong. And these people that I was listening to today, that just, you know, I said, how could you cope with that? I just think, Joe, it's time, you know, to change the law. It's not fair. I mean, it's common sense. Like, even today, there's, you know, for the ballot paper, why isn't there something on the ballot paper about that? Let us have our say. You know?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And have you any relatives still in Australia?
I'll tell you, the only person was her boyfriend at the time. Now, they were only going out a couple of months, Joe. And he fought the case and still fighting the case since 1983. They want to bring him back to England. We're fighting. But he fought on his own at the cost of his own mental health. But he's okay. He's married now. He's okay. He's doing okay. But he was all we had. And he's still doing it. Bless him.
But as you say,
for him, I just don't know what would happen. But at least Whiteoak is behind bars. He's still there.
36 years. And was he convicted of other crimes at the same time, Liz?
He was in prison twice for rape. He raped twice before. Now, to me, Joe, if you rape and you rape again and you're out again, if I had a dog, if you have a dog, which I did at one point, a dog that snapped and I had to put the dog down. Unfortunately, the dog snapped, you know, didn't cause any harm, but I did. I just did it myself without being told. right? If we have a dangerous dog, that's what happens. Yet they leave these predators out to rape and murder all of the time.
Okay.
And nobody answers.
And
to me, the people that leave them out are worse. That's the way it seems to me. Are worse than the actual person that's doing it.
And it seems, and this is why the testimony of yourself and Micheál and Michael and indeed Melissa, I think, is so important, that the people lose touch with the horror that's inflicted on their victims, but the horror, the machete that never stops swathing and swiping and wounding people, the bullet that never stops travelling.
I really wasn't in the place to ring you today,
okay,
to be honest, but I had to. I said, what are we going to do, Joe?
And Liz, your parents, Noreen's parents?
They're both deceased.
Okay.
I know my father, it had a huge impact on them, Joe, you know, because they had, you know, a lot of other things going on with family as well, with mental health illness. There was a lot in our family, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
It destroyed them. And my mother had dementia in later years, and my father kind of, you know, he more or less became a recluse. It's just, you know.
Society should know this, the effect that violent crime has on not just obviously the victim, in your case, the death of your sister, in Michael's case, the death of his partner, in Micheál's case, the death of his only child, in Melissa's case, the life-changing injuries inflicted on her mother. But people should realise the depth of the
effect. The thing is, Joe, it's not the same as, like, I buried my mother and my father. And that's hard, and I'm not taking away from how hard that is on everybody, really. But this is totally different. This is a wound that will not heal. And it's just like the law seems to be just saying, so what?
Okay,
this time we said no.
Okay, stay with us, Liz, Melissa, Michael, and Micheál. 51551 joe@rte.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.